This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. The U.S. National Hurricane Center said Friday that Hurricane Dorian has strengthened into a Category 4 storm and called it extremely dangerous. National Hurricane Center Director Ken Graham said the storm has the potential to cause devastating damage.
You could get places with 6 to 10 inches of rain, and even 10 to 15. But remember, don't focus on just the exact areas. That can shift back and forth depending on the track. And also the storm surge. We're going to be running some models over the next couple of days. Typical Cat 4, you can see 10 foot plus a storm surge.
Before leaving for Camp David on Friday, President Donald Trump says he will continue to monitor the situation.
Hurricane is roaring and it could be a big one. We're hoping that it maybe makes a right and goes up north, but that's about a 5% chance. It's not looking good.
Forecasters say that Dorian is churning through the Caribbean with maximum sustained winds of more than 213 kilometers per hour. On Friday evening, Uganda repatriated five Congolese people who had contact with a 9-year-old girl who died from Ebola in the western district, that is, of Kasese. Halima Athumani reports from Kampala.
Uganda's health ministry Friday evening repatriated five Congolese contacts of a 9-year-old girl with Ebola to the Democratic Republic of Congo. The girl, also of Congolese origin, traveled with her mother from Goma in the DRC on Wednesday and entered Uganda through the Mpondwe border post for medical care. Dr. Joyce Moriku Kaduchu, Uganda's state minister for primary health care, said even though Wera's Kasese district has full capacity to handle a disease outbreak, including Ebola, it was too late to save the girl. The health ministry has reassured the public that the current threat poses no major risks to the rest of the country. Halima Athmani for VOA News, Kampala.
This is VOA News.